AI. Okay, so here's a fun fact that should terrify anyone using AI at work right now. Most companies testing their AI products are basically grading their own homework with like 20 questions, and they're the ones who wrote the answer key. I'm not exaggerating. Teams are shipping chatbots, AI assistants, whole products based on evaluation sets so small and so synthetic that they don't actually predict whether real humans will find the thing useful. It's like taste testing a restaurant menu by eating one cracker. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. AI. All right, story number one. This is about the quiet infrastructure war happening underneath every flashy AI headline you've read this year. Here's the setup. Every company racing to ship AI features has hit the same wall. You build a prompt or fine-tune a model and it feels smarter, but does it actually perform better or does it just sound more confident? Turns out those are very different things, and a single accuracy score slapped on a slide deck in a board meeting, that number is often lying to you. So, who's fixing this? Weights and biases. AI, founded by Lucas Biewald, Chris Van Pelt, and Sean Lewis. And here's the interesting part, Biewald's last company was literally a data labeling business. So this guy has spent his entire career obsessed with one question. How do you actually know if a model is good? Not feels good, good. W&B started as the nerdy experiment tracking tool that machine learning engineers use behind the scenes. Nobody outside the industry knew the name, but now, AI. They've built out serious LLM evaluation, tooling, structured ratings, custom metrics, side-by-side model comparisons, and they've got Sequoia Capital's money behind them to keep building it. Here's where it gets interesting. Databricks is doing something similar, but from a completely different angle. Instead of starting with experiments, they started with data, AI. Ali Ghadsi and his team built the Lakehouse, basically one giant home for all your company's data, and realized, hey, if your test sets and your production logs live in the same place as your actual business data, your evaluations get way more honest. You're not testing in a vacuum, you're testing against what your customers are actually doing. And honestly, I think this is the real story of 2024, and into this year, everyone talks about which model is smartest. GPT this, Claude that, Gemini the other thing, but the companies quietly making bank are the ones selling the measuring tape. AI, because here's the truth, nobody wants to admit. If you can't prove your AI product is actually better, you don't have a product, you have a demo. Takeaway, the moat isn't the model anymore. The moat is knowing for certain that your model is good, and that's worth billions apparently. But here's the thing, while everyone was watching the infrastructure companies build their measuring tapes, something else was happening quietly. Anthropic was building a reputation on being obsessively, almost annoyingly rigorous about testing itself. Now, Anthropic is a foundation model company. They make Claude. You know this. What you might not know is that a huge chunk of their actual brand, the reason enterprises in finance and healthcare and government trust them, isn't some flashy benchmark score. It's their internal evaluation culture. Red teaming, safety benchmarks, systematic testing for hallucinations, bias, harmful outputs, multi-step reasoning failures. Dario Amodè and his team, a lot of them ex-OpenAI, basically built a company where how do we know this is safe and correct is the founding obsession, not an afterthought bolted on before a product launch. AI. And if you're thinking, wait, isn't Anthropic just another chatbot company competing with everyone else? I mean, sure, on the surface, but here's the nuance. Other companies are increasingly copying Anthropic's evaluation methodology, not their model architecture. That's the tell. When your competitors start studying your testing process instead of your product, you've actually built something valuable. Here's the contrast with story one. W&B and Databricks are selling you the toolkit to build your own trustworthy test. AI. Anthropic is saying, we already did the hard work, trust our output. Two totally different business models. Same underlying insight. In this industry right now, credible evaluation is the product, not a feature, the product, quick hits before we go. Venture capital firms we're talking Andreessen Horowitz, Sequoia, Lightspeed are now explicitly asking AI founders to prove technical differentiation through actual benchmarks, not vibes in a nice pitch deck. Good, it's about time. There's a startup called Lizard building an AI agent that evaluates other AI startups. AI pulling from Crunchbase PitchBook, scoring them automatically, which is either deeply meta or slightly terrifying depending on your mood today. And somebody pointed out online that the fastest growing job description in AI right now isn't prompt engineer anymore. It's basically professional skeptic, someone whose entire job is proving that AI doesn't actually work as well as marketing claims. So here's your big picture. For the last 2 years, the AI conversation has been, look how smart this model is, but smart, sounding smart, and being reliably, measurably useful in production. AI, three very different things. The companies winning right now aren't necessarily the ones with the flashiest model. They're the ones who can prove with receipts that their thing actually works for your specific use case on your specific data against your specific customers. And as regulation tightens, healthcare, finance, government, that receipt is going to stop being optional. It's going to be the law. So next time someone tells you their AI product is 95% accurate, maybe ask them accurate compared to what tested by who, because right now AI. That question is worth more than the model itself. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.